So U.S. citizen children of the deported face mental health issues. But what about children who are themselves undocumented? They grow up and they have their own dreams and goals, but they don't know if they'll be able to access resources to make those dreams into a reality. For some undocumented youth, their goal might be becoming a doctor. Now, President Obama's executive actions on immigration have opened doors for students who otherwise wouldn't have had access to med school. From California, Ali Budner has our story.
Midi Del Rosario and Denise Rojas are chatting with a couple of friends on the campus of UCLA. They all have two things in common. They're undocumented, and they want to be doctors. But finding someone who's made this happen is so rare, it's like searching for a unicorn.
Wait, so who's the unicorn?
I guess I am.
People who have done it.
That's Midi.
It just seemed like it was completely impossible to be an undocumented student going into medical school. Like, the barriers were so high. It was just so, like, seemingly insurmountable, right?
But along the way, they managed to meet people like them who had made it to med school.
And it was like, oh, my God, this is possible.
Midi's friend Denise doesn't consider herself one of the unicorns, but she is used to feeling like an outsider.
Probably as far as I can remember, I've known that about my immigration status. I think in stages I've learned what that means. But since I can remember, I know that I was different.
Denise was born in Mexico City, and when she was less than a year old, her family moved to Fremont, California. Even though her parents were open with her about their status, they had to be careful who they told.
Also, you know, you're not safe, you're not secure.
Denise learned that firsthand when she was 10 years old and her aunt died of cancer. Her aunt was afraid to go to a doctor because she had little money and no papers. When she was finally diagnosed at the emergency room, it was too late.
When she passed away, I felt like that was an injustice.
Then, when Denise was a junior in college, her mother needed surgery for uterine fibroids, but couldn't get coverage. So she moved to Canada.
You know, it's so hard to see someone get on a plane and not knowing when you're going to see them again.
Denise's mom got the surgery she needed, but she hasn't been able to return to the U.S. since.
When my mom, you know, left, I think that's what really gave me the fuel to not only know that I want to do medicine, but that I need to overcome all the obstacles that come along the way.
And she's done that. For one thing, she graduated from college with a pre-med degree. She does have a social security number and work permit, thanks to President Obama's executive order, known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. But that doesn't mean she can apply to just any med school.
So some schools don't take international students. Some schools will only take U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
DACA students aren't eligible for federal financial aid, and for them, commercial loans are hard to come by. On top of that, the laws about whether they can even get a license to practice medicine vary from state to state.
Unfortunately, none of my pre-health advisors could help me.
So Denise turned to her peers. She made friends with other undocumented students who also dreamed of careers in health.
I mean, we would talk to people in admissions offices. We would talk to people all around the country.
And that was the beginning of Pre-Health Dreamers, an online community that links over 400 undocumented students in 32 states. The group lobbied the Association of American Medical Colleges to publish a list of schools that would accept applications from DACA students. Out of 141 med schools in the U.S., there are currently only 16 on that list. Even so, Denise and her friends are on their way.
And now you're in med school and you're going to med
That is crazy.
We got what we asked for.
That's Jirayut Nu Lativangskorn. He was born in Thailand, but has lived in the San Francisco Bay Area since he was 9. Like Denise, Nu was inspired to become a doctor when his mother got sick.
I was given the main person trying to coordinate everything, whether it's through insurance paperwork or going with her to doctor visits and pre and post surgery and all of that.
Nu was only a junior in high school at the time. But last year, he became the first openly undocumented student to attend medical school at the University of California, San Francisco.
It's very exciting to have that privilege, really. But I think on the one hand, many folks look to me, whether I like it or not, as sort of the student, and how is he going to do now that he's here?
For Denise, the road has taken more turns. She was waitlisted at her dream school, UCSF. She got into UCLA, but without enough financial aid. Then, the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York offered her scholarships that cover nearly 80% of her education. Going there will allow her to practice medicine in Spanish with new Latino patients.
I've never felt that I represented just me. It's always been a lot of people who I represent. And so that's exciting. I think that's exciting that we made it this far.
So Denise Rojas may be a unicorn now, but she'll keep working so that what she's achieved will not always be so rare. For Latino USA, I'm Allie Budner in San Francisco.